welcome to episode 2 of the Disco Podcast. My name's Ian Todd. I'm on Twitter at IanTodd82. I hope you're good. This is episode 2, and in episode 2, I'm planning to talk about gigs and live performances and stuff like that. The first one was basically about music influences as a teenager, but now I'll talk about gigs. The first gigs I ever went to was stuff like Human League and stuff like that in the when I was in my mid-teens. But then when I really started to go to more gigs, when I was about 18, 19, it was when NME was massively popular and stuff like that. And so I went to loads of gigs at the Newcastle University, Northumbria, etc. So the first band I think really captured as where I thought, wow, this is amazing, was the Cooper Temple Close. They were a sort of band that just really grabbed us. I went to see them quite a few times, and when a band first comes out and they keep relentlessly touring, and they're just trying to build up their fan base, and then when they get a second album, they don't really tour as much. But it was just magical, you know, when you just see a band and you're just like, this is brilliant, you know, and I really love the synth as well on them. And I think their first album was really good. Obviously the third album was a bit ropey and had its moments, but they're the sort of band I would quite like to see come back. Two of the bands I never saw, I never actually got to see, Manson. Live, if they ever did reunite, or just some of them reunited, I'd definitely like to see that. Even just Paul Draper, that'd be good. Because we're six, that was a special album. So, but it was just, I think, from about 18 to late 20s, I was constantly at gigs. Sometimes like local gigs and stuff like that. But there's always bands everyone wants to see. I mean, I always want to go and see the Pet Shop Boys. And the first time I managed to see them was in 2005 when they did a Battleship Potemkin soundtrack at War's End Shipyard near Newcastle. That was very pretentious. I had Tim Healy standing there doing a narration and stuff like that. It was quite random, but it was brilliant to see them. And everyone was expecting to play all the hits and stuff like that, but they were just doing a virtually instrumental soundtrack for the silent film. But you could tell people were waiting for the big hits, but they just had a big veil, opaque veil, so you couldn't actually see them stand there. You know, they introduced themselves and stuff. But I've since seen them a couple of times now. I saw them at the Sage as well, and that was really good. Yeah, it was. And they're one of the sort of bands that they have a very distinct sound, and it's all kind of choreographed and perfect, and they know exactly what they're doing, sort of thing. And it's interesting because a lot of bands, you don't know where they're going to go. I mean, when I used to see a lot of indie bands and stuff, you know, there was bands like King Adora and stuff. King Adora only did 30 minutes, and it was just like a noisy racket for 30 minutes, poppy pop punk, and then it was gone. But the band that really, I think, still stays with us was seeing Mogwai. Probably about 2004, 2005 sort of time. I saw them a couple of times around then at Northumbria University, and that just still stays with us as very, very special, and just sort of thing where you just shut your eyes and just especially when it gets incredibly noisy, and it's just Mogwai, one of them sort of special bands in life, I think, because around that time they had stuff like Friend of the Night and stuff, and. It was one of sort of one-off moments. I mean, I've seen loads of bands I've wanted to see, like Godspeed Your Black Emperor. I saw last year. I would really want to see them, and they were good. But I don't think they'd ever be as good as I expect them to be. It's when you see a band in a tiny venue, because obviously being quite in the local music scene, I saw people like Maximo Park and stuff and Field Music in tiny venues, you know. Like I saw them at Maximo at Bar 36 in Sunderland, which is now independent, and it's actually getting knocked down and stuff. So it's that sort of area is not there now. But just seeing bands and explosions in the sky, I saw at Bar 36 as well, in a tiny bar in Sunderland. So it was really bizarre to see bands. I saw Scum as well in a tiny bar in Sunderland, because they were playing, I think it was Tea in the Park, and they were just on the way. That's the guy out who's, I think, Thomas Cohn, who's now doing solo stuff. You might know through Peter's Geldof and all that scandal. But yeah, I think when you're in your 20s and late teenage years, you do want to see loads of bands and stuff. And I used to always be annoyed when people weren't going to see the support bands and stuff. But as you get older, you realise that you don't have to see every support band. When you do see support bands, you do discover some gems. Like I went to see New Young Pony Club, and there's a band supporting called Teeth, and they were a brilliant band, really good album. I don't know if they're going to do another album, but there's certain times you just discover bands, but there are times when bands cancel, very rarely. But I went to see Interpol at O2 Academy, and they cancelled because something happened with one of the band members. Allegedly, it was drugs related, but who knows? I said allegedly, but I did get to go and see them rather randomly in a field in Sunderland at the Radio One Festival. A very, very, very random event, but that was just after a second album. But no, it is something like that. You see loads of these bands, and you take such an interest in, and it means so much, seeing like Bloc Party, My Vitriol, and stuff. And it's you feel like you're part of an elite group, especially when you got all the T-shirts and the badges and the bags and stuff like that, and people really. I mean, it possibly has changed a lot with the whole social media thing now, but at the time it was very much like going to the merchandise stand and people seeing you with that T-shirt and stuff, and it was and you see the same faces and stuff with gigs. But yeah, definitely for me, Mogwai still stands out. I've seen Mogwai a few times, but around that time it just seemed to be, special. I think seeing a band in a small venue, maybe at the start of the career and stuff like that, just really is exciting. I mean, I've seen Goldfrapp once, and sometimes you can time it wrong because I saw them when the toured that more kind of, I don't know how you describe it, like kind of folk Wicker Man album, whereas I like the kind of the synth pop element. So sometimes you can mistime it, and you get them on an album. I saw Placebo at Northumbria University, and they were on an album where it wasn't as good. I'm trying to think what it's called. I think it was called Meds. It was all right album, but it wasn't as good as like Without You I'm Nothing or something like that. So sometimes you can't mistime it. But it's just good to see these bands, in actually up close. So yeah, so that's me rambling about live gigs. Hope you vaguely enjoyed it. And next up, who knows? See you later.
We'll be right back.